twin or physicists announced they had finally found what they'd been looking for since Einstein predicted its existence, the God particle. Now, don't get overly excited here. It's a subatomic particle, not God herself. Yesterday, the atomic collider in Switzerland reversed itself. It was just a jiggle in the machine, they said. These things happen, especially when you want like hell to find that God particle. Some of you laymen out there may not know the uncertainty principle. Most folks don't. You may have even missed the original announcement of the discovery of the God particle. We're a little busy here. The Kardashians alone could sponge up what little is left of our attention spans 24/7, and now there's the Trump circus. Physics, especially quantum physics, well, it's bound to take a back seat or get stuffed in the trunk. But, since I have your attention briefly, the uncertainty principle states that there are no proofs of theories that are valid. The very fact that the experimenter is watching the experiment changes the results in quantum physics. This is what logicians refer to technically as a major bummer. Some atomic particles realize you're peeking, and then they behave differently. Doesn't matter if the physicists cover their eyes with their hands, the quarks know. Beats me how, but they do. I sometimes wonder if we live in a world that's mostly what we think it is, that maybe there's no real in reality, just a world of our imaginations. Of course, that's the artist in me hoping that's the way the universe works, me pulling the strings, me creating the world, me making a music hopefully others can hear. Maybe the God particle isn't so much a proof, maybe it's a music and we just haven't learned yet how to hear it, much less hum the melody. Stay tuned is what I say, and try not to let the quarks know you're paying attention.